yes.
When you give a teaching to many people, is there a special technique? Because there was no like loudspeaker or something, no microphone. Like, when it's 1,000 people, like, 10 people, is there somebody repeating every 20 meters?
No, one of the abilities that the Buddha had, one of the characteristics, is that he had an extremely clear and sonorous voice. And it's specifically mentioned that even in a large assembly, he could project his voice, like, you know, an actor on a stage, you know, that you can be in a theater with 1,000 or 3,000 people listening to the voices of the actors on the stage, and the actors are not supposed to shout. You project your voice as an actor. It's not the same as shouting. So it was said that the Buddha could project his voice, could speak in a clear and audible way, just enough so that the people at the outside edge could hear, but not unnecessarily loud so that for people who might even be beyond that, but he would sufficient to the number of people. He could gauge the amount of projection in his voice, not through magical power. It's like in a theater, good actors know how to project their voice to be heard. I mean, nowadays, I notice that you see actors, they've got little microphones, which registers to me as cheating. I was on stage before there was microphones, the actors being rigged up with microphones, but I think that's more common nowadays. But that is a skill that the Buddha had, particular ability to be heard over clearly over distances and in a large group of people.